father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 510, 74 degrees on this Wednesday, August 13th, 2025. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcasts. I know more and more of you listening to podcasts, especially that younger generation. So anywhere you get your podcast, just search The Rob O'Donnell Show, and we are there. Have us downloaded right to your inbox. Before I get started with the third hour of the show here, I just want to say that the Scranton Police Department just put a BOLO. Now, what a BOLO is be on the lookout. B-O-L-O. Be on the lookout. And it's a missing juvenile out of Scranton, a 12-year-old. Last seen on August 11th, reported August 13th. I have shared on my Facebook page on social media. They have a picture and a full breakdown of her, with a picture and the details. Mariah Williams is her name, age 12. And again, last seen August 11th. Missing juvenile, 12 years old. White female, 5'1", 113 pounds. Unknown clothing, last seen in. So there is a picture of her included with the Scranton Police Department notice here. And again, I shared it. If you're on Facebook, please share this. Let's get this young lady found. Let's get her back with her family, or at least know that she's safe and sound with law enforcement intervention. There is a name and number of an officer that's spearheading this missing person. So again, if you're on Facebook, give it a share, and let's find this young lady. There's no reason why a 12-year-old juvenile should be wandering around out there away from her family, regardless of whatever the circumstances. It doesn't say the circumstances. So I'm just saying, whatever they are, you know, this 12-year-old needs to be found. So share it, check it out. If you don't have Facebook, or if you're just on Facebook to look, you know, look and take a look at the picture. And on my Facebook page, I just shared it 13 minutes ago, and 17 minutes ago, the Scranton Police Department posted it. And they're usually very good of updating where it'll say, you know, person found safe. So if you don't see that person found safe there, keep sharing it. And so people, the more her face gets out there, the hopefully faster she gets found. So just a little update on that's just went out 17 minutes ago from the Scranton Police Department. I have shared it. So again, let's get this young lady found. So some New Jersey parents are outraged over a new law that could put them in prison for their kids' bad behavior. They say the snake is eating its tail. The kids aren't all right, and the parents won't be either. Moms and dads in a New Jersey suburb can be tossed, imprisoned, and fined for their badly behaving children under a bonkers new ordinance that some say strips parents of their rights and potentially sets a dangerous precedent. What do you feel in this? I'm mixed. I think it's hard to hold parents accountable for their children, but, you know, is it time? The new law in Gloucester Township passed late July is called the Minors and Parent Responsibility and stipulates that parents will be held accountable for public disturbances caused by their children and could go to jail for 3 months if their kids are found guilty of multiple offenses. Parents are feeling pretty outraged. Alex Boger, chair of the Bergen County Chapter of Parents' Rights Group, Moms for Liberty, told the Post yesterday, they're getting attacked from every angle here. The ordinance is a result of a massive brawl that broke out last year among a throng of 500 minors at the Gloucester Township Day and Drone Show, according to NewJersey.com. 11 people, including 9 teens, were arrested. 3 officers were also injured. The juvenile offenses that fall under the new law are sweeping. There are 28 in total, with being a disorderly person, immorality, destruction of playground equipment, and loitering, joining the likes of assault, mugging, drunkenness, and drug dealing. If a child is repeatedly found guilty in juvenile court, their caretaker could face up to 90 days in prison and or a fine of $2,000, the Gloucester Township Police said in a recent release clarifying the law. Police Chief David Harkin told NewJersey.com that the law consisted of general legal language and that parents would receive a warning first for their kids' bad behavior. Our ordinance was actually sampled from other towns, the police chief said, referring to Jersey Shore's Wildwood, which has also seen a spate of crazy teen behavior. We're not necessarily the first, but we're probably the first bigger town to adopt it. Gloucester Township is located just 8 miles from Philadelphia and has a population of nearly 67,000.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The drastic move has been supported by the mayor. We have to hold parents responsible, he told the local media. Boer, the mother of three herself, said many parents she's spoken with feel the law is an overstep and an alarming move towards stripping away parents' rights to make choices for their children. Well, I don't think this is about making choices for the children. I think it's about dealing with out-of-control children that you're actually failing to control. It's a very dangerous precedent. Like, this should not be, it should not be, she said, adding that the new law was a contradiction of policies already in place in the state. She cited a New Jersey public school policy, 5756, a recent guidance which advises teachers not to tell parents if their kids begin identifying as a different gender in classroom, and to create a confidential file of school records to keep hidden from parents. They do make a sense there. They do make sense. So in school, they hide things from the parents to protect the children's identity and individuality. But if your kid's outside breaking laws, well, you, the parent, are going to be held responsible. Policy 5756, which I think is utterly ridiculous, is intended to protect transgender students who might be endangered by parents who don't agree with their identity choice. But Boger or others see it as an infringement on parents' freedoms to raise their kids, and a policy that also makes minors and parents responsible are at opposite ends of the spectrum. Parents are basically being told that they don't have rights as parents to know what's going on with their children, she said. But on the other side, it's how could you not know what's going on with your children? How come you didn't step in to discipline them? If you're going to block the parents, how do you blame the parents, she said. Again, not a bad argument. Nick Salfer, one of the organizers of parents' rights groups in New Jersey Project, said the new ordinance on its face doesn't make sense. A 90-day jail sentence is extreme for parents who maybe have other kids. Maybe they have a problem kid. Now this person can't pay their bills and their mortgage or take care of any of their children because they're going to jail because one child that's out of control. It's kind of like the snake eating its tail. Nothing is going to be fixed, Stouffer said. Stouffer thinks the problem lies with post-pandemic movements to roll back policing and that the cops need to be allowed to intervene and defuse kids before situations get out of hand. We have limited powers for the police to maybe do their job, she said. It's an extreme response to something that's not being taken care of by the state. All right, so the answer here, what I'm reading, is let's build more juvenile detention facilities and put the juveniles that are out of control and incarcerate them in some sort of facility. That doesn't solve the problem, but it takes the kids off the street from creating the problems. And again, once there is consequences for bad behavior. A lot of times it stymies bad behavior, but you'll always have your group of adults, juveniles, children that won't care. They won't care. And those are the ones that are dangerous. People do not a lot of time, well, people don't break laws because of their moral values, and they're at heart, most of us are good people. That being said, if you have someone that just doesn't care of the consequences, and what was the movie? I think it was Goodfellas, where Joe Pesci said it. Or no, it was Casino. The movie Casino. To where he says, basically, I'm going to bust your head open. And I'm going to go to jail. And when I get out, I'm going to come right over to your house, and I'm going to bust your head open again. And then when you come to and you start healing up, maybe I'll be getting out of jail again, and I'm going to come over and I'm going to do it again. And there's the sense of reality. There's only so much time they're going to put someone in jail for breaking your jaw. How many times can they go to jail versus how many times can you have your jaw broken? It's simple math. I would assume after a while, enough's going to be enough because you're tired of getting your jaw broken. But if someone is just intent in saying, hey, I'll go to jail as many times as I need, and maybe they'll get a week, 2 weeks, maybe they'll get a month, 2 months, maybe they'll get 2 years. Well, if they're going to come out and come right back at you and break your jaw again, and there are people like that commit crimes. They just don't care what the results are. And those are the truly dangerous people. If there is someone who's intent on committing crime and they don't care of the consequences, it means nothing to them. Those are the truly dangerous people. And those are the truly dangerous teens. But a lot of times, it's teenagers that have never learned a lesson. They've never felt the swift hand of consequences. And by swift hand, I mean physically. I mean incarceration-wise, getting everything taken away from them. Just like, you know, children who are spoiled. Never been punished before. The timeout generation, as we like to call them. They usually become pain in the ass kids, and then pain in the ass teens, and then pain in the ass adults. And I'm not saying you should beat your children, but I'm saying there should be consequences for bad behavior, and it should be a little bit more than sitting in the corner with a timeout room or your iPad get taken away for 15 minutes. There should be real consequences to real actions. And that goes for juvenile crime even more so. So I don't see this being the answer. I think you will get a portion of parents that make sure their kids are monitored a little better, but I think you'll have a portion of parents that also outright disown their kids. I threw them out of the house. They don't live there anymore. I'm not their responsibility. Then what do you do now that these kids need to turn to a complete life of crime? So I think it could exacerbate the issue. You'll have a small portion that actually decide they're going to parent their kids. But does it make a big difference in the long run? I don't think it does. So I think this is going to go anywhere.